The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on, Michael?
Not a whole bunch. Doug, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I really am. It's, feeling good that we're getting out there. We're starting to bop around a little bit. The weather is certainly cooperative, and I'm really, mentally in a very good spot right now, and, I'm very optimistic. We got very good unemployment number out for the month of May, which shocked everybody. And I think that we're hopefully on the road to recovery here.
Yeah, it sure feels that way, right? And it is feeling really good out. I guess the wonderful weather and things opening back up, and people doing more and more and more in the shore, the beaches, the whole deal, and just we're getting back to normal every day, and there's no doubt about it. I mean, we're moving forward, not backward. And as far as unemployment goes, it's going to continue to trend well, because as we're opening back up, people are going to be getting their jobs back, and the restaurants and, the whole deal yet to come, the salons, we're getting there.
Yeah, but nobody expected May to be like that. So that was certainly, that was a nice little surprise for us. There's no doubt about it. And, listen, New York on Thursday had no reported COVID deaths supposedly for the day, so that's good. I think that they should be opening up a lot sooner than later, and we are definitely in the right direction here. Our COVID cases have plummeted significantly, so all that stuff is looking pretty good for us. This upcoming week, we've got restaurants being able to open up for outdoor dining, which is good. And then the following week in New Jersey, Mike, we've got some non-essential retail is allowed to open back up again. So that's good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the market seems to love what's going on right now as well.
Yep.
I mean, we've exploded back up. The Dow is now over 26.6, and, it's just been there's a lot of people out there, and I know that you and I had complete faith that the market was going to do well. I don't think that we thought it was going to do this well this quickly, but we definitely did think it was going to do well, coming off of the lows in March. Yet here we are, and people with good strategies in places, good advisors, and a good rhyme and a reason to knowing what they own and why they own it, are probably going to be pretty happy when they get their end of May statements.
Oh, yeah. And, Doug, it's been some road when you think about it. Everything we went through to the low point in March to where we are today, it's just absolutely been some road. And all I'm going to say, Doug, is for people that have good strategies, good plan in places, and didn't really have to put themselves into that awkward, terrible position of panic and fear, and actually knew what they had and what it does for their financial plan, certainly made life a lot easier, because look where we're at today.
And then there's a whole bunch of people that just got flat out lucky.
Yeah. And the beat goes on.
Right.
What I'm saying there, that's, okay, but that's not certainly the way to do it.
Yeah, it definitely isn't, the way to do it. And that's for sure. And we think that having good strategies in places. And right now, in our opinion, active management is the spot to be. If you look, you know, there's a lot of good active management going on right now that's doing very, very well. And we feel as though active management can help guide you through situations where there's no mistaking, Mike, that there are going to be companies that aren't going to come out of this strong and aren't going to come out of this in a financially good spot. But there's going to be some that are going to come out maybe stronger than they were before they went into the whole situation. And right now, I think active management is a spot to be because it could lead you, hopefully, that the managers are selecting, you know, the appropriate places for you to be at this stage of the time and not just throwing it on autopilot and just indexing.
Sure. And anytime you go through something we went through, Doug, certain areas go down more than other areas. Certain areas recover more than other areas. And that's what you mean by active management. It's given the managers that are selecting the stocks and making the plays and making the calls able to be active and move around to where they see, you know, kind of where things are going and not just, you know, riding the proverbial roller coaster up and down.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, Mike, it's pretty interesting, too, because the Fed has stepped into the bond market here and they've been doing some purchasing over, you know, the last couple of weeks in a fixed income arena, which nobody ever talks about because, I mean, let's face it, who the heck wants to talk about bonds? They're not very sexy. They're not, you know, they're pretty bland and pretty dull. But yet the bond market is some 2 to 3 times as large as the stock market is. A lot of people don't understand that and know that. But right now, in periods of time like this, it's very important for you to make sure your fixed income is positioned properly. And we've spoken about this many, many times on the radio, how because of the size of the bond market and all the different types of bonds that are out there, they almost have to be as sophisticated or technically managed as equities.
Sure. And, you know, Doug, that's, you know, bonds are a whole arena of in its own right that people don't understand. And even now what we're talking about is probably over people's heads. You know, they don't think of bonds as being that complex and that many things going on and comparable, but it is. And, you know, there has been some, I'll say, stability, for lack of better words, here over the last couple of weeks in the whole bond area.
Yeah. You know, something, Mike, would you can equate the bond market to is like globally is like soccer. And what I mean by that is that globally, soccer is hands down the largest sport that there is in the globe, right? But in the United States, it's not, so we don't pay that much attention to it. So the bond market is the behemoth in the investment arena out there. It's much, like I said, it's 2 to 3 times as large as the equity market, but the equity market's the one that gets all its fanfare. And you know, Mike, I read an article and I spoke to somebody in the lending business. And the mortgage refinances are really doing very well right now, too. And real estate prices, I know that people who do have their houses listed right now, many of them have said that they are seeing a bidding war going on for their homes because the inventory is so low.
Yeah, I was just going to say to you, I don't have any hard evidence, but just speaking to a few different people that have either looking, buying, selling, and things have been very, very active in the real estate market. I mean, like going, you know, things being sold really quickly, you know, just anecdotally talking to people, that's been the case.
Yeah, it really has been the case. And, you know, that's good news for, you know, for everybody out there who's looking. It's at the time right now, it's a seller's market. Now getting the people through mortgage underwriting for some people, I also understand that that's become a bit of a challenge because of the number of people who were temporarily laid off from their jobs. But that, hopefully that, you know, fog, if you will, is going to be lifted here over the next several weeks. And, you know, it's going to heat right back up again.
Yeah, no doubt, Doug. You know, just to sum up what you hear, everything seems like it's rolling forward on all fronts, right? From the health front to the, you know, all that, right through to the financial markets and opening up and businesses and everything. It just seems like everything's just in a way better spot than it certainly was, and it's moving forward.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a pretty good summary, you know, of where we are right now, Mike. But there is what's I'm very worried about, very, very worried about, and we've spoken at this. We spoke about this at the beginning of the year. We were worried about it before any of this coronavirus or anything took place, yeah. is there are so many people out there who are just simply not paying attention to their dollars, to their investments, to their accounts, and they're just letting it roll, and they're going with hope, and you know, and the problem with that is that yeah, we snapped back quickly from, you know, this market pullback, if you will. There's going to come one that's not going to be like caused by a virus. It's going to be caused by underlying financial conditions that's going to prevent a snapback like we're seeing right now. And when that comes, these people who are ignoring their situations, they're going to find themselves, in my opinion, in a very difficult spot.
You know, Doug, I got to tell you, it to me, it's just mind blowing. Okay. And you and I are, like you said, talking about the beginning of the year, right? Great year last year. Everything boomed, you know, market boomed last year, right? Everything's great. And we're saying, pay attention, pay attention, pay attention. Next thing you know, the whole virus thing that none of us ever saw come, huge downturn in the market, and it snaps back. But you're right. How do you just sit? And even at this point, you know, we're all thankful for where we are, right? You know, the recovery, the whole thing going on. But how do you know there's not going to be something still pertaining to this in the summer, in the fall, in the winter? You know what I'm saying? I mean, as unpredictable as the virus was that caused mm-hmm. all this, I mean, do you feel comfortable saying, all clear, we're good, do nothing, just sit there? And I don't mean that. I'm not trying to cause a panic or a stir, because like I said to you, people that have plans and have good advisors have plans in place, you get it. Yeah. But for the person sitting there doing nothing, how do you just move forward?
Well, it's easy. They just keep doing nothing, right?
I know.
But it's not the point that we're trying to make to our friends who are listening right now is that that's not a good approach, you know, at all to doing it. It's a lucky approach, and at some point in time, your luck may, you know, it may not be on your side all the time. And you know what you have to look at, Mike, is, you know, if we're going to, you know, continue on, you know, kind of using the COVID situation here, is that, you know, you got to ask people, is your portfolio, your retirement income, is there is it immune to the next virus that comes? That's what I got to ask you. Is your income in retirement immune to the next market challenge that comes, interest rate challenge that comes, bond market challenge that comes, whatever market, is your portfolio immune to that?
I also think too, Doug, you have to ask yourself, okay, so if you're going to retire, you're getting ready to retire, and the way the market went down, and if it didn't come back, were you going to be able to still follow your plans? Or if you are in retirement and you've done nothing and you're taking money off your accounts with that sharp downturn, were you going to be able to continue? Were you panicked? Did you make a bad decision? Did you have to say, I have to get out of the market here because this huge downturn, you know, was there panic? Was there fear? These are just questions that like race through my mind of how did the person that does nothing, how'd they deal with it? What did they do? I can't figure it out, because I think of myself, wow, if I was in that position and I did nothing, what would I have done?
You know what the other thing is very, very possible, Mike, is that, and we don't know this because it doesn't impact us, because we don't see it, because it doesn't apply to our clients.
Right.
But how many people out there made the absolute wrong decision and said, I'm out?
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying. There's probably people that said, I'm out. There's people that probably said, what am I going to do? I need income. I can't keep taking that amount of money off the money that's down now. So I got to get out. You know, like you said, we per se don't see it.
Right.
But there's a lot of people that do it. And I guess the thing is we're not, how would you say, Doug, we're not hounding you. We're not pounding on you. We're just saying, you know, we're trying to educate. We're trying to motivate. You need to address your situation. No situation should go unaddressed, right?
Yes.
Do you feel that's a fair statement?
100%. And, you know, I think it's important for people to know, too, Mike, because we've gotten the question, is we're open.
Yeah.
You know, we're active.
We've had some client meetings with social distancing, and you know, all that stuff is fine. We've got plenty of space to meet with people and stay, you know, away from each other and all that stuff. So we've been going, and I think it's important for people to know that and to understand that we're, you know, we're here and we're available for you. I just think that a lot of people are, you know, right now thinking that, all right, well, I can't go to get my hair cut, so I can't go see my financial advisor. And nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, we were deemed as an essential business right out of the very beginning, and that's why we stayed open. And when you think about it, your financial advisor, your financial, but it better be an essential business. You better be able to talk to your advisor.
Great point. You know, great point of, you know, your money is essential. You know, I think we've been saying that week in, week out for 20 some odd years on the show. You know, you have to pay attention. You have to care. And you're right, Doug. We are open. We are seeing people. That's not a problem. And, you know, but I think just feel that there's just a huge pool of people out there that need to at least address their situation, because I'll tell you, you know, thank goodness we did bounce back and we are where we were. Because it was pretty scary on March 23rd.
It was scary for multiple reasons, Mike. You know, it wasn't just scary from our perch from our investment arena. It was health scary. And that's scarier than money scary.
Well, hey, listen, you know, let's just say, and again, not to put fear into people. That's not the point of the show. But your husband, your wife, you don't have any plans. You're not really addressing your financial situation. And all of a sudden, now health, right, Doug? People getting sick, people passing away. You could have left the spouse in a very bad situation.
No doubt. It scares the heck out of you, you know? All right, anything else for this segment?
I think that's about it.
All right, let's wrap this up. We'll be right back, folks.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back. And glad that you're investing some of your time here with us this weekend. And Mike, I want to stay on our theme that we started a little bit last week. And we got some, I got some telephone calls and a couple of emails from people telling me that they really appreciated, you know,
what we were talking about and how we were talking about it. So I want to expand on it a little bit here and talk a little bit further. And that was the whole concept that we introduced about who, not how, when it comes to, you know, designing your financial strategies and things of that nature, basically anything in your life, if what it all boils down to. And, you know, a lot of people said, and ironic that the same thing was said by them, was, I felt as though you were talking directly to me when you were talking about that. And the whole idea behind our who, not how, is that it is extremely difficult to figure out how to do certain things. And while you can go to the store and you can look at the magazine rack and, you know, there's plenty of magazines up there that want to be your $2.50 a month financial advisor, go ahead and buy this, and they'll tell you, you know, 10 funds that you must have, 5 funds you should avoid, you know, the whole, you know, 9 yards. They're not teaching you actually how to properly design portfolios, to properly select investments, to properly select managers. And what that leads to, Mike, when people attempt to do that, is nothing but flat-out procrastination. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The biggest cause of procrastination is somebody trying to figure out how the heck to do the idea they came up with.
Yeah, you're right, Doug, and it becomes overwhelming, and that's what causes the, you know, the freezing, the locking up, and doing nothing. And, you know, it's, yeah, I know I need to do this, right? How do I do it? And I stop.
Right. And then maybe they'll say, okay, I'll start to do some research. And then they go to Google. And they Google how to select an investment. Then 6,000 links pop up in front of Google. And now they're like, all right, which one of these do I read? And which one of these do I believe? And which one of these do I find credible? And should I read 5 different ones before I actually make a decision to go through? I mean, that's part of doing research, right?
Right.
When you do research, you just can't take the very first thing that, you know, that comes up and consider it gospel. You've got to go out there and you've got to do your homework and see if it makes sense. So right then and there, to your point, what you said, that's where the breaks typically go, Ron. That's it. And what we want to do now is help you to understand, and what I think is a better way to approach it is for you to find out who can do it for you rather than you finding out how to do it. Who can do this for me? Who can install the window in my house for me? Because I don't want to screw it up, right? I don't want to mess it up. I don't know how to do it, and it's going to take me a long time to do it. Who can do this for me? And that applies to anything in your life, Mike. A lot of times, too, we look at it from our standpoint, folks, is for collaboration purposes. We will turn around and say, all right, a client asked us about this. It's not a service that we provide. Who do we know who can help us with this issue for our client, right? We are constantly doing the who, not how, in our office here. And what I want the people to do out there is to understand that some of the most financially successful people that we know, and I'm not saying the richest people we know, I'm saying the most financially successful, and what that means is they're accomplishing their goals, they're living their life that they want, they're happy, they're, you know, they're comfortable with their money, understand the entire who, not how concept.
Yeah, and you're right, Doug, and a couple examples of it is like, how many times you and I have sat down with a client and kind of, you know, taken their case or taken their profile, and seeing that they need a will, they don't have a will, or they need estate planning, or they need some trust work done, whatever, something in a legal arena, if right. you will. And they'd look at us and say, you do that? Do you guys? And we'd be like, no.
Right.
But you need an estate, you know, planning attorney. And then the next question would be, do you have one? And
right.
we'll say, yeah, you know, we can refer you to, you know, to a person or, you know, certain
people. We usually give a few names and you
yeah.
say, here you go, you know, talk to them and,
yep.
you know, and whoever you're comfortable with is
yeah.
is the best. But again, there's a perfect example, Mike, where most people understand who, not how, is better to do when you want your will drafted, when you want your power of attorney drafted, you know, that kind of stuff.
Sure. And you know, and that's how it goes, Doug. And even take it to your personal lives, right? It's, you know, you need an electrician, you need a plumber, you need a carpenter, you need a handyman, right? You identify that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I need an electrician for this to change the outlet in the room or something. Then it becomes who? Who,
right.
You know, how, and maybe we could talk about that process a little bit, Doug, right? Then how do people make decisions of determining who will be that person now that I know I need to who?
Well, one of the things they do is they'll check references.
Yep.
Right? Check references. Get referred from somebody that they already know, somebody that they follow, somebody that they listen to on a weekly basis, like ourselves on the show here, that says, okay, you know, you want to know something? These guys sound like they really know what they're talking about. They're on here. They never come on here and talk about a product. They never talk anything like that. They just tell us, you know, strategies and things to think about. That's how they go about doing it.
Yeah, and you and I, we get to see this, right? We're bringing up this topic, but we get to see this because how many times we're referred by our existing clients, and that person comes in and says, oh, I was talking to so-and-so, and they said, the who?
Right.
You know, you get what I'm saying here, trying to apply it. And this is a person that hasn't done anything or hasn't done anything to this point or what have you, but once they got told who the who was, they were okay moving forward.
Yeah.
So you and I see it as that's a logical hurdle for most people when it comes to their financial affairs is who do I turn to? Who do I go to? How do I, you know, what's going to happen?
Yeah. And it's, you know, it really is a process and a practice that most people use in some areas of their life. They don't realize that they use it in some areas of life, but they are. And now when you sit and you think about it, as we discuss right here, you know, it's like, okay, no, that makes sense. That makes sense. But for some reason or another, Mike, when it comes to money, people put a wall up or a defense system up. And a lot of times, I think that people have the misconception that you're supposed to be able to handle your own money. Like, it's cool for you to call a carpenter to come and do something for your house. Nobody expects you to know how to do carpentry work. So there's no embarrassment or anything if you say, you know, internally you're like, that's fine. You know, everybody calls a carpenter. But for some reason or another, when it comes to money, people feel as though they should be able to do this on their own. No, you shouldn't, right? It should be, you know, just as quickly to pick up the telephone and call us and say, guys, I need help here and let's get forwards, you know, get moving forwards with it. But for some reason or another, when it comes to dollars and money, this misconception is out there.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Doug. And you know, thinking about it, that's 100%. People are just, they're a little embarrassed because they feel like, oh, like I should know how to handle money and I'm kind of admitting I don't.
Right.
Okay. And, you know, that is a major problem. That is one of the reasons why they don't want to move forward or do so.
But you shouldn't know how to handle the money. You were never taught how to do it. It's not, this is, for some reason or another, there's some people out there who think that money management is a piece of cake. You know, hey, you know, you just do this and you're set and you're off into the races. And nothing could be further from the truth, right? It takes skillful management. It takes a lot of time, dedication, expertise, knowledge. We've got wisdom. We've been in this business for a really, really long time. You know, like I said last week, you know, just as a reference point, I've been in this business since Operation Desert Storm. I mean, how long ago was that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, a long time.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's valuable to give people reference points like that because I could say I've been in this business since 1991 and it sounds like a really long time ago and it was a really long time ago. But when you peg an event like that to it, you know, it's really important for people to understand and we got to keep pushing you and moving you along and letting you know, stop worrying about how, just worry about who gives you the best chance to accomplish it. And, you know, Mike, we used the example last week when we were talking about this, that for most people out there right now, you go to work, you know the owner of the company that you work for or your boss probably does not know how to do your job and probably can't do your job. But they knew enough to do the who, not how. Rather than, you know, try to figure out how to do it, I'm going to get somebody who can do it. And that makes their business more profitable. So hopefully, if you go out and you find somebody us, for example, in the financial world to be the who for you. Hopefully, that makes your financial house more profitable.
Absolutely. And you know what, too, Doug? People have to realize, we all have to realize this. Sometimes there's only so much you can do.
Correct.
Okay? And there's plenty of people listening to this right now. They work very hard. They have important jobs. They own businesses, what have you. And they are consumed and they are inundated at being successful at that.
You bet.
And they've done a great job and they are successful. And they don't have time to, whether it be deal with their financial affairs, as that may sound silly, but it's true. They don't have the time for all that. They may not have time to cut the lawn. They have to hire somebody. You get what I'm saying? You can't be all things to every, you know, all over the place. You just can't. There's only so much of you that you could spread around.
Mm-hmm. You're 100% correct. And, you know, so I want to remind you folks that we're available to talk to you and discuss this and to be your who, you know, to help you figure this all out. And like I said, we are open. We have been open. We are starting to meet with people again now, social distance. You know, we've got all the accommodations to do that. In fact, you might sit so far away, you know, in one of our offices that you feel like you may have to speak up a little bit, to hear each other. But we're set up for it, and we want to, you know, we're taking all the precautions, everything sanitized, and, you know, all that stuff in between meetings. So, you know, don't hesitate to pick the phone up and give a call if you'd like to have a face-to-face, you know, meeting. We'll also still do telephone conferences. We'll do video conferences. Whatever's best for you. We just want to emphasize to you that we're here, and you've got to get the ball rolling here. You've got to make, you know, you've got to at least review your situation and see what's going on. So we can be reached at 855-262-3722. I'm going to give that number again, and one person told me this week, you give that number out way too fast. I'm like, okay, here you go. 855-262-3722. Pick the phone up. Give us a buzz. You know, let's at least explore this, you know, situation for you. And I know, Mike, there's people sitting out there right now that are sitting on million-dollar-plus accounts that are just hoping for the best.
Yep.
I mean, I know that. Because some have come in and become our clients over the years, and they're like, yeah, you know, I kind of just been winging this, and, you know, it's been getting, you know, been getting me along, but, you know, that doesn't make sense anymore. So especially with people in those account values, you know, you want to make sure that you pick the phone up and give us a call, too.
And the other thing, too, Doug, is we get that, you know, it was a strong year last year, and people's accounts were doing really well, and they never addressed it, or maybe they wanted to, but they didn't, and then we got hit with this terrible virus that virtually shut down the country, and the market tanked with it almost simultaneously. So you didn't per se get a chance, but we understand now that things have bounced back. The country is opening. We're most certainly open, and you can address the situation.
You know, Mike, but it's, and I'm going to say it again, it's my fear, and I see, I make a prediction. I don't know if I'm right or wrong. We'll see. But at the end of June, those account statements are going to be very close to what they were at the beginning of the year again, if people didn't, you know, do something rash, and they're just going to continue to kick the can down the road.
We'll see.
Right. All right. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back, everybody, and hope you're enjoying the show here so far. And, you know, Mike and I come out here this week and every week to educate and motivate so you don't procrastinate with your money. And, you know, we try to bring good ideas of stuff that that you want us to talk about. And we always judge it, what we're going to talk about, basically on a lot of times feedback that we get from you all. And, you know, we got a lot of positive feedback from last week's show. And so, you know, we and actually a couple people said, could you reiterate that again this week and talk about it. So we're happy to do that for you. And the first, you know, the segment we just finished up, you heard us talk about who, not how, and the importance of you, you know, really focusing on who can help you to accomplish a goal or objective, such as your retirement income or estate planning or that, rather than you figuring out how to do it yourself. It's probably, you know, more productive for you to figure out who rather than how. And then, Mike, what somebody told me this week when they called and I was talking to them, they said, you know, nobody ever mentioned about the importance of having confidence in your cash flow in retirement. They said, you always hear people saying, oh, there's this, whatever you call it, 4% rule, or there's this, or there's that, and or make sure you invest your money this way, or make sure you invest your money that way. But nobody ever talks about what the real root reason for doing any of that is, and the bottom line reason for doing that is so that you can have confidence in your cash flow into retirement. We know that this is the biggest cause of financial anxiety in retirement, as well as a great, you know, provider of financial relaxation is, how's your cash flow looking in retirement?
Yeah, you're right, Doug, and that's really the one that just kind of puts everybody at ease. And you know, and as you were talking, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking and I'm saying, how many times, Doug, we sat down and went through people's retirement income and they come in and they want to know, or they want to know what their income's going to be in their retirement or what they could generate from a pot of money. And when you sit there with them and say, okay, they'll tell you what their Social Security dollar amounts are. Well, right. At 65, I'm entitled to this. At 67, full retirement age, I'm entitled to that. And I'll say, okay, you know, I'll do a quick calculation. Say, that's $20,000. That's $24,000 a year. And then we'll talk about what to expect from their other assets. And when you put it together and say, you're virtually what you're saying is they take it as income, but really what you're saying is your cash flow will be in this range at retirement. You see a sense of ease on the person immediately, and they're like, oh, I will. I'll be able to have, like, say, make believe, $60,000 coming through the door. Oh, that's, we can live off of that easily.
Yeah, no, 100%, Mike. And you want to know something? If setting up your income as a retiree, if that income is unpredictable and, you know, anxiety inducing, for lack of a better way to put it, that's brutal, man. You know, it really is a brutal way to go through retirement. And the only way to do retirement, in our opinion, is to have, you know, a well-designed strategy with total, you know, cash confidence. And when you do, you really free yourself from the unpredictability, you free yourself from the anxiety, and you can really, you know, go on living your lifestyle.
Just stop for a second. Let's say, all right, Doug, you know, you're going to retire now. Well, I grant you, for the rest of your life, you'll have enough cash coming through the door to pay all your bills. Mm-hmm. You will not struggle. Pretty powerful, isn't it? When you think about it, if you could say, Doug, I will grant you forever cash flow to be, you will not sweat a monthly set of bills. I think that's as powerful as it gets.
Yeah, you know, Mike, when you think about it, you know, there's something that's really weird about the world of retirement income, you know, if you will. So much that gets discussed, it really doesn't talk about certainty, and it creates uncertainty is really, you know, what happens there. And so people need to be aware of this. And, you know, there's – I don't know how to say, you know, all the anxious, you know, people or retirees out there simply don't seem to understand where all their best cash flow can come from in their retirement. And that's why they're anxious, I think.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting too, Doug, and, you know, again, doing the show 20-some-odd years, and we haven't said that – you used to say this all the time. You know, people come in and they see us and they say, here's what I have, $500,000, $1 million, $2 million, whatever. You always used to say, nobody ever comes in and says, here's the money and I want it doubled. I want it tripled. I want it quadrupled.
Right.
Right?
Nobody's ever come in and told us people, they want to outperform the S&P 500.
Right. And people come in and they want to feel that their money's going to be secure and they're not going to run out of money and they're going to have plenty of money. And I wonder, Doug, if we did a survey and just said, what would you choose? Cash flow confidence and never have to worry and you'll have plenty of cash flow coming through the door, or, you know, we're going to try to double your account.
Well, listen, we know what the – I believe I know what the answer is.
I do too.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, Mike, the thing is that, to your point right there, cash confidence isn't about having an amount of money, okay? It is not about having an amount of money. It's a way of getting money, and it's a strategy you can adopt, and it means that you focus on finding, you know, innovative solutions in the marketplace to giving you that confidence in your cash flow. You know, how strongly do I feel and how confident am I that this cash flow is going to continue on for my life?
Yeah, and you know, Doug, we're talking about, you know, like kind of the retirement years, but isn't really cash confidence always been there, even through, say, you're 40 years old and you have two children and you have a mortgage and when you know your job is secure and you have plenty of cash coming through the door, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Income coming through the door. You don't feel pressured. You're living your life. You're raising the kids. They're going to school. You're paying the mortgage. You're planting the flowers, right? So, but when you start hearing, oh, guess what? The economy's getting rocky. There may be cuts. There may be layoffs at the office. You get nervous. You get tight. Why?
Right.
Cash flow confidence may dry up. That ease of living, and we have plenty of cash coming through the door, and our life is moving along smoothly. And it's no different when you get to your retirement years. You want to be able to move about and enjoy retirement and not have to worry about, is the check going to be in the mailbox to pay the bills?
100%. So that's where we want to help you, our friends and listeners of the show, be different, okay? Because many retirees don't have strategies in place at all. And they take something someone else has been doing and they try to make it fit to themselves. You know, so what you like to say, Mike, water cooler advice.
Yeah.
They'll talk to somebody else or they'll read a magazine or, you know, something of that nature that says do this. And it's not a customized strategy to their situation. So what they do is they take that idea and they try to wedge it into their situation. And maybe it'll work, but I think it makes a lot more sense for them to take the path of knowing if whether it'll work or not. Maybe shouldn't be part of the equation.
No. And that's not the way to go about it. And, you know, Doug, you just made another great point. How many times, too, you know, we've been referred by existing clients and that person will come in, the new person will come in and say, oh, are you going to do for me what you did for, you know, per se, Tom, you know, whoever, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I say, whoa, wait, everybody's situation's different here. Okay. And there's different people have different needs. And, but, you know, although the needs are different and everybody's situation's different, But I think you and I have really identified, and we've been really talking about this the last 2 weeks, is we've identified two things that I think a lot of people are saying, hey, they're right. I think it's resonating, is the who.
Mm-hmm.
And then it is really about cash flow and confidence and just having enough cash flow and feeling it eases the stresses of money and bills and finance and how do I invest money and what do I do with money. And I think those are two points that we're really trying to make crystal clear to the listener, is those are two things. Once you can accomplish that, you're on your way.
Well, Mike, really, if you do that, your whole, you know, retirement relationship to money can be, you know, a completely different universe for you. You can, you know, it could be a universe of confidence and low anxiety if you do the, you know, do the right things to make sure that you're set up. And, you know, with this approach that we're talking about right now, you become so cash, you know, confident that you seldom have to worry about where's it going to come from, you know, in the future. And you've got an amazing retirement that's far more deeply and permanently enjoyable. And you're forever freed up from focusing on to focus on things that are more important. What do you want to do? How do you want to live your life? And what are you going to do on Wednesday?
You know, Doug, well said. And I just want to say this. Retiring is kind of like winning the championship, right? We all want to do it. You can't wait. We see the smiles. We hear the stories. But I think when you retire, you want that next thing of cash flow confidence, because you don't want your money to become your new job.
Right.
Constant worrying, robbing Peter to pay Paul. We need to do this. What are we going to do? Having discussion at the table. Your money's important. You should know it. You should know what you own, the whole deal. We're not saying just, you know, don't do that. But you want to get to that level, not only retire, but you want to have the cash flow confidence to say, I'm good, go about my life and not make money my second job or my new stress. Because yeah. I just got done stressing for 40 years sitting behind a desk.
Yeah, no, you're right, Mike. And, you know, the cash flow strategies that we've, you know, been developing and expanding for many years are simply just a byproduct of our understanding of what it means to be a retiree in the 21st century here, right? It's just what we do, and it's because we're in this. This is what we do on a daily basis. And the more time, attention, and energy we spend thinking about our clients and what are their dangers, their opportunities, and their strengths, and what are they trying to achieve in the world, the more value we're creating, and that gives them more cash confidence.
Yeah, and you know what, Doug? Let's apply cash confidence to where we are now. We talked about it earlier on the show about, you know, what happened in March and the market being down. But since, what, 2001, 2008, 2020, there's been major occurrences.
Sure.
That could surely rock your cash confidence,
mm-hmm.
Okay, or really put you into a tailspin or to worry. And, you know, those that have it and have it in place are able to deal with those situations so much easier than the person that doesn't.
Yeah. No, you're 100% correct. And, folks, Mike and I are available to discuss this with you. Like I said, like we said earlier in the show, is we can do it telephone, video, or we are back to having face-to-face social distance meetings with our clients. Our offices are open. So, you know, pick the phone up and give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. And together, let's explore the topics that we discussed here today. Who, not how, right? Who should help you design your financial strategies, not just for retirement, but for all the areas of your life, not how to do it. We'll worry about the how, okay, because we want to be your who. And then the second thing is making sure that we do the best thing we can do and give you the best chances of having a high level of cash flow confidence in retirement, so that, you know, you don't have the anxieties of worry about, oh, how's my account doing today or tomorrow, rather than knowing that, all right, to coin Mike's old phrase, there's mailbox money. Every single month, there's money in the mailbox. Regardless, you take it down, or it could be twice a month, right? It could be whatever frequency you want it. We can set it up to make that happen. And it's really, you know, it's really comforting, I think. Well, it's comforting for us when we can see people accomplish that.
Absolutely.
So, folks, the number again is 855-262-3722. Pick up the phone, give a call, and let's see if we can set something up to help get you going in the right direction. And, Mike, in the last segment of the show coming up here, I want to talk about real briefly who I think the biggest culprits are in this whole situation. We'll be right back.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
Welcome back, and glad that you're spending some time here, and hope that you got some good value from the show to this point. And Mike, you know, I said before we went to the break that I really wanted to just, you know, quickly take a minute to say who I think that some of the biggest people are who put off all this stuff, and they're people that you referred to in the last segment. It's the people that don't have a worry right now, okay? The income from their job is fine. Mm-hmm. The income from both their jobs are fine. They're living their life. They're doing what they want to do. They don't have a cash flow worry right now. Mm-hmm. They are, in my opinion, some of the biggest offenders on paying attention to how they're going to set up for their retirement, because they just simply don't think about it because there's not a financial worry right now. That's a group of people that we need to talk to.
Yeah, you're right, Doug. Because, you know, in so many words, life is good.
Right.
You know, there's no worries. Money's coming in. Cruising along. Job is safe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, retirement, that's out in the distance. I don't have to worry about that. That seems like it's forever from now.
Yep.
And I just go along as I go.
You're right. And what people fail to realize, Mike, is that there's really two sources of income. There's money at work and there's people at work. And when you want to stop the people at work part, you better make sure your money at work is going to, you know, provide you with that same cash confidence coming through the door every month that it did when it was people at work. Otherwise, it may go back to people at work again, and you don't want that once you get financially independent.
Correct.
You know?
Correct. Yep.
So I know you wanted to spend a minute here and remind people about the new office, so why don't you go ahead and do that?
Yeah, Doug, the new office in Toms River is open, right?
Right.
And we're seeing people, and I just want to tell everybody, right, 2214 Route 37 East, Toms River, the new office, that's where we're located. That's the address, and you know, I just want everybody down in that area because, you know, we see so many people down there that it warranted us to have our own, you know, office there. And I want everybody to know that, you know, we're there, we're available for appointments, and, you know, we're excited about that.
We're very excited about that, you know, and folks, truth be told, is that we got the space on March 1st, but, well, circumstances prevented us from, you know, discussing it and letting you know that, you know,
yeah,
we were there, because we weren't,
yeah,
you know, but now we are.
Yep.
So, you know, make sure that you pick the phone up. Now, listen, that's just another office. I want to remind people is that we still have an office in Parsippany, an office in Martinsville, and an office in Clark. So, you know, if you can hear us, we've got an office in close proximity to you. And, you know, there's no reason that you couldn't come in and, you know, schedule a time to get together with us.
Yeah, We're here.
Yeah. You know, Mike, I'm glad that we did this show again this weekend. And by the way, thank you to the people who called in and sent emails in response to last week's show telling us that they enjoyed it. That means the world to us when we hear from you, because, you know, every week Mike and I are, okay, what do you want to talk about this week? What do you want to talk about that week? And we, you know, we come up and we come up with ideas that we think you want to hear, but it's really best when we know what you guys want to hear, and then we can, you know, run with it and go with it. So thank you to those who called in, and I'm looking forward to personally meeting with, you know, many of you who called in last week to schedule appointments to get together. And I want to remind everybody out there is that we are available for a complimentary consultation. There's no cost or obligation. And to do that with us, you just pick the phone up and you give a buzz to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. And, you know, you pick up the phone and give us a buzz, and, you know, we'll schedule a time. And again, whatever you're most comfortable and convenient for you, telephone call, video chat, in person, you tell us, and that's the route that we'll go in, right?
Absolutely.
So what else you want to add here, Mike?
You know, Doug, again, I just hope people get after their financial affairs. I know it was a very awkward situation we went through this year, right? And it doesn't need to be reiterated. And now's the time, and it feels like things are finally moving forward on all levels, right? Health, economic, beautiful weather, you name it, right? It seems like we're starting to get a lot of feet going forward than being kind of being stuck the way we were there for a while. So please take a look at your financial affairs. It is that important. I know we're financial guys. I know we right. believe it, but trust us, it is that important.
Well, listen, there's one thing that's for sure, Mike. I don't care what anybody says. Money is important. It's not as important as your health, but I'm pretty sure it's a close second. Right?
No, yeah.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. Again, the number, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations, no strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.